This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Charles Manson. The name itself is synonymous with evil. A killer who did no killing, but whose crimes shocked the world. In August 1969, followers of his cult broke into the Hollywood home of Sharon Tate. The pregnant actress, who was married to the director Roman Polanski, was brutally murdered, along with four of her friends. The next night, the so-called Manson family killed again, tying up and murdering a wealthy couple. This was the ramshackle ranch in Death Valley, where Manson lived in a commune with his young runaway fans. They apparently used LSD and saw the guitar-playing ex-convict as a kind of saint, or perhaps a devil. Charles Manson was charged not with wielding a knife or firing a gun, but with controlling and directing the killers.
I don't accept the court. I don't accept the whole situation. You know, like I was in the desert minding my business. This confusion belongs to you. It's your confusion. I don't have any confusion. I don't have any guilt. I know what I've done, and no man can judge me. I judge me.
What have you done, Charlie?
And why had he done it? Apparently to spark a race war. It would be called Helter Skelter, and he would use it to seize power. In 1971, Manson was sentenced to death on 7 counts of murder, later commuted to life in prison. Over the years, Charles Manson applied for parole time and time again, but he died a prisoner, having shattered the peace and love of the 1960s with diabolical violence.
Well, Charles Manson, dead at 83 after spending some 50 years, almost half a a century in jail, and four of the remaining members of the family that are were arrested. Three are still in jail. Is that correct? Three of the four who committed the murder are still alive, and three are still alive, two behind bars. Susan Atkins, admitting to killing Tate, saying on the witness stand during the penalty phase, "I was stoned, man, stoned on acid." Sad, pitiful stories of evil, how it can grab a hold of people and cause them to do the unconscionable things. Atkins died in 2009 at the age of 61 of brain cancer at the Central California Women's Facility. Linda Kasabian, who said to have served as lookout on the night of the Tate Mansion murders, turned herself in, was indicted, but was given immunity in return for her testimony. Patricia Krenwinkel chased and murdered Abigail Folger, the heiress to the coffee company and close friend of Tate. Krenwinkel stabbed Folger numerous times. The next day she stabbed Lino and Rosemary LaBianca. And in the body of Lino, she plunged a carving fork. She wrote "Death to Pigs" in the blood on the walls of the couple's home. Krenwinkel was convicted of first-degree murder, like Manson and other members of his group. She repeatedly has been denied parole. Charles Tex Watson, what a sad story. I mean, he was a former youth leader, honor roll student. Was considered to be Manson's right-hand man after meeting the cult leader at the home of Beach Boys member Dennis Wilson. After the murders, he fled to his native Texas, fighting extradition to California. Watson was convicted of first-degree murder in prison. He founded Abounding Love Ministries and wrote an autobiography, "Will You Die for Me?" A chapter closed with the death of one Charles Manson, dead at 83. I think it was interesting. I don't know if you've seen some of the video of Manson, and they've covered up the swastika that was in the middle of his forehead. I'm not sure why. I mean, he was known to have that. I mean, it became quite a signature, an aspect of the Manson brand was that swastika. I don't know, in a politically correct society, again, we're having a hard time dealing with the truth, even in his death. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Megan Barth coming up next. We're going to take a look at the Sunday talk shows and what people have been talking about. Stay with us. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us back on the East Coast. And Miss Megan, in the West, right next to, how are your neighbors in California doing over there, Megan? I mean, they continue to remain unhinged. I just left the state, and I just cannot believe what is happening. I mean, it is becoming a shell of its former great self.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. I am a California refugee. As you know, I left California. I fled California.
You and me both, 2 years, huh?
Yeah, two years ago, because really they had taken away my vote. There was a bill at the time that was stalled in the legislature that would allow illegal aliens to vote, but they're voting. Mm-hmm. They have no method or way in which to verify registered voters. And they've already given out, I think, 800,000 driver's licenses to illegal aliens. So they have automatic voter registration at the DMV, and they haven't cleaned up their rolls. And as long as they've been giving driver's licenses to illegals. Mm-hmm. But this is progressive, don't you know? This is so progressive. It's Democrat rule. 1 in 5 people live in poverty now, which is a spike of, 10% in the 7 years that Jerry Brown has been governor. They have a supermajority, the Democrats in the legislature. They have the highest taxes. And I always find it interesting that Democrats talk about solving income inequality. Well, how they've solved income inequality in California is they've simply just made everybody poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I know it's even things out. It is amazing, and this whole sanctuary state thing, they've become the sanctuary state. As you say, they're getting pulverized economically. The thing is that is yet to really be broken down here, Megan. I've been looking for these facts here, is the cost of immigration. What are the actual costs that have been taking place? They're real costs that are happening. I mean, we had another murder there on the border. And, of course, this has caused our president to, reinforce the necessity of a border wall. Even though there's been already some reduction, there's no question that we've got some serious issues still to deal with here.
Well, I can speak how much illegal immigration or illegal immigrants cost California, and that was based on the latest census and budget. California, the second largest cost in California is the welfare, education, and incarceration of illegal immigrants. And that totals about $35 billion a year, and that's just in California. When you look at Nevada, too, we have a serious problem in Nevada. Even though that we have Republicans in control, we lost our legislature to Democrats, but it was stolen. The election was stolen, and mm-hmm. You can read more about that on ReaganBabe.com. However, the education costs for illegal immigration are astronomical here. We set up Zoom schools, which is supposed to teach English to English language learners, ELL or ESL classes are all over the country, and they're an abysmal failure because kids aren't graduating being proficient in English, let alone proficient in reading or math. And so this is just taxpayer dollars. We had the Republican legislature and the governor sign the largest tax increase in Nevada in the state history just 2 years ago, $1.6 billion in new taxes. All went to, a majority of it went to ELL or English language learning education. Well, they're not learning English. Mm-hmm. That's been proven from the studies and the statistics done. And so, again, just a waste of taxpayer dollars in order to, quote unquote, integrate and assimilate illegal immigrants.
Well, the thing, the goal is, you know, first of all, we've got to get the immigration under control here. I mean, the first thing, you know, we've disgustingly, you know, questioned this whole idea of super vetting. I'm saying, why super vet? Why don't we just vet? You know, why don't we get this in? Why don't we follow the rule of law? But when you have states and these sanctuary cities pretty much thumbing their nose up to the government and then saying, hey, we still want the federal money, though we're violating federal law, and to Jeff Sessions' credit, he's keeping the pressure on them. We've had some activist judges that have blocked it, but still they need to, you know, they need to abide by the rule of law. Megan, you know, the thing is that happens when you violate the rule of law, it's kind of like this whole situation coming back and dealing with the Clintons all over again, too, is that it sends out a message that the rule of law is meaningless. It's more about what you can get away with than obeying and following the rule of law, which, you know, is there for the good of all concerned. But if you want to be loose about the rule of law, then you end up with a country in chaos, kind of similar to the many areas that we're dealing with. And, you know, California, what scares me, because I still have four sons living in California, they're really setting themselves up, and you know, to where, what's next? All kinds of no-go zones in these sanctuary cities?
Well, right, and that's exactly what happens. That's the progress of progressive rule, is that you do basically snub the law or you know, stick your, you snub the law, and then what happens is that in lawlessness, it only creates, it metastasizes. It creates more lawlessness. And you're exactly right. Sanctuary cities turn into no-go zones, and that we see popping up all over Europe. But we also have no-go zones here, and they're usually Democrat cities, you know, ruled by Democrats, much like Detroit. There's areas of Detroit. There's areas of Baltimore. There's areas of Chicago, St. Louis, New York, that you don't want to walk in the middle of the day or at night in fear of being shot. And so this is progress, according to the Democrats.
Exactly. Well, Megan, I also want to get your read on this whole UCLA basketball situation that's been going on, and the father of one of the players. You know, this guy is, it's like you want to tell him, stop it. You know, enough of you. You know, you are just given the biggest favor of your life, having your son extricated from a foreign country. I mean, we saw what happened. Of course, we're talking China versus North Korea, and what happened with somebody taking down a propaganda poster because he wanted to, you know, I guess maybe have a souvenir, and he came back to the country brain dead. And those three men, these young men, were saved, and now the dad is sitting there trying to quantify whether or not Donald Trump was an agent of good in the release of his son. I mean, are you kidding me? You're a knucklehead.
Right, and this is exactly the problem. We, you know, why would the kids steal and not think that shoplifting is a big deal? Well, they got it from their parents, didn't they?
Yeah, and that was evident.
Yeah, and you're talking about Otto Warmbier.
Yeah.
He was a young kid, I believe from Michigan, who allegedly stole a North Korean propaganda poster, and North Korea sent him back to us after many years in a vegetative state, and then he died. That's exactly what could have happened or near would have happened in any totalitarian regime. I don't know why people insist on going over to communist countries on vacation. But these kids were part of a group, and they decided to shoplift some sunglasses from Louis Vuitton, thinking it wasn't a big deal. And obviously they got that sentiment from their parents.
Well, you disrespect the host country, and you really have that in your heart? I mean, these three young men really need help. And I know Stephen Alford, who's the coach, His character is such. I'm sure he's grieving over this and analyzing, saying, what am I dealing with the youth today that would disrespect a host country like this? You know, this demonstrates a lack of respect of themselves, their family, and, of course, the institution of UCLA, which, to the credit, the kids did apologize, but somebody's father needs to go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
How I feel.
Oh, it's time to be thankful. It's the season that we come into, which sets us up to the greatest gift of all time. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues. Megan, you all ready for Thanksgiving? Turkey in the oven? We're all ready to go?
Yeah, we have 33 people coming.
Wow.
We're busy.
Now, hey, are there, you know, in some households across the country, there's rules of engagement for families coming together. And I got to imagine, you know, at the Megan Barth household, it's, you know, it's a thankful fest, but it's also, you know, no holds barred, huh?
Yeah, no holes barred. We don't really have many Democrats in the family. We have two plant eaters. So I'm responsible for making the vegetarian dishes. There's always has to be one. They eat eggs. Don't ask me. I don't get the whole, you know, thing. But, it's always, you know, I grew up in a family. I compared it to Crossfire, if you remember the show. I think it was. Yeah, so they all debate around the table. So it's the typical Thanksgiving, you know, crossfire.
Well, good fun, though. You know, and that's the thing is that there's certain things that we, you know, as we're talking about here right now that we're touching on is these unintended consequences. I had maintained, you know, it's interesting that we're cycling back into the Clintons once again. Over the weekend, it was sex, sex, sex everywhere, you know, and, you know, from Hollywood to Capitol Hill now, and realizing that it's cost We the People something like $15-17 million to cover up some indiscretions of some congressmen. We don't have names yet who they are, but all we do know is that it's bipartisan. So at least we have some bipartisanship coming out of the Beltway. But I maintain that the way the Clinton scandal with Monica Lewinsky was handled, what it ignited, and it's a real study, I believe, in sociology that is yet to be written, and that is the sexual revolution that occurred after the whole expose of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And it's interesting, you know, and I think this is all part and parcel of what Donald Trump is doing in terms of draining the swamp. And draining the swamp, you got to put the light on all these things, all these, you know, infractions and lies that are out there. And yes, it's going to be painful because we decided not to deal with it then, and now here we are. And the Democrats, the same people that supported and rallied around Bill Clinton, what can they say now in light of the current sexual scandals that are taking place?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it didn't get much publication, and that was basically that taxpayers have paid $15 million over the course of 10 years to pay off the lawsuits or the complaints brought by a variety of Capitol Hill staffers against I don't know how many congressmen. Mm-hmm. And I found it very interesting that the groper, Al Franken, who should resign, was asking immediately for an ethics investigation. Well, I looked to see who was sitting on the ethics committee in the Senate, and it's about a handful of, you know, it's evenly dispersed between Republicans and Democrats. I think there's one woman on the ethics committee. However, how many of those men or women have been accused of sexual harassment? Do we know?
No.
We don't. So we don't know if there's anybody that is sitting on the Senate Ethics Committee, which I find is a huge ruse. The Senate Ethics Committee has never really even punished anybody in the last decade. I think there's one congressman years ago that got a slap on the wrist. And so, really, we're talking about the swamp. And then in the next breath, we're talking about ethics.
Right. And here you've got a senator, a sitting senator in court, and because of a jury that was hung and they could not come to a decision, he's able to, you know, somehow claim some sort of victory. I don't know how he does that, because the other things that are coming out is that you know, there's some sexual deviancy involved in his whole story too. So
Let's call him pedophile Senator Bob Menendez.
Yes.
Senator Bob Menendez, a seated Democrat senator, is allegedly, and there's some good proof, hired underage Dominican hookers for his sexual pleasure, and did so, I believe, on the taxpayer dime as well. But we never see pedophile or child molester next to Senator Bob Menendez's name. We only see that against the allegations for Roy Moore in Alabama. We haven't seen yet either Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi or any Republican or Democrat demanding that the pedophile Senator Bob Menendez step down.
Mm-hmm.
But we see a whole bunch of outrage against the allegations for Roy Moore.
Yeah, I mean, real quick on Roy Moore, Megan, I just this thing bothers me. I mean, that he's mm-hmm. been around for this length of time, and all of a sudden we come in, you know, weeks before this, and, the, you know, the establishment, I mean, you've got to observe, and I'm saying this to our audience, you have to observe what's going on here and how the swamp is protecting itself. It is truly revealing if you have eyes to see here, but it bothers me that 4 weeks before, all of a sudden this, you know, forget about it. It doesn't even matter that it's a Republican or a Democratic seat. It's just that, the swamp and the establishment has decided they really don't like Judge Moore. And man, they're throwing him under the bus big time. I don't know. Even Marco Rubio, who I respect, you know, says that he has not, he's not defended himself well enough, you know, in the last 10 days. I mean, what are you supposed to say when you get blindsided with this kind of accusation?
Well, look what they did to Donald Trump. It's very reminiscent of what they did to candidate Trump. They didn't want both the Democrats and the Republicans did not want a President Trump. And so can we call them bimbo eruptions, or was that only up for Hillary Clinton and the feminists and the Democrats to do? So now we have bimbo eruptions in 2017, much like we had in 2008. However, in 1998, but in 1998, those were Democrat women that were accusing mm-hmm. a Democrat governor and president, Bill Clinton, of a variety of verifiable sexual harassment, sexual assault.
Right.
Paula Jones got an 800
right.
rape. Paula Jones got an $850,000 settlement from Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But those were called bimbo eruptions. But now we have Gloria Allred once again dragging out a variety of women from decades ago, talking about, you know, the sexual harassment of a potential senator in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I am on Alabama radio twice a week, and I have been for 2 years. I know Alabamians, and I believe that they are going to elect Judge Roy Moore. Even the governor is behind Judge Roy Moore, and Gloria Allred refuses to hand over the evidence of the yearbook, which he believes is forged. And to me, it does look forged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole deal, it is near impossible, Megan, at this point, especially with something like this in a sexually charged society and culture that we live in today because of all the crazy sex stuff that's flying around, as I say, from Hollywood to Capitol Hill. This is a tough deal, and I don't know what they expect from Judge Moore, but it's just what is happening in terms of protecting the vote, because you had mentioned this earlier and why you left California. But I thought maybe you were going to even mention, you know, the 8 million votes that were eradicated in California when they voted on the definition of marriage, and one activist judge decided, nope, that's not right. He just vacated 8 million votes, and it was like the state shrugged. I mean, it didn't care, you know?
Well, what are Republican candidates going to do if everyone just steps down based on allegations without any evidence whatsoever? We are not going to win in 2018 or another election if the Republicans are going to capitulate every time there's an allegation levied against them.
Yeah, where's the rule of law? I mean, this goes back, we've gone full circle now, coming back to the rule of law here, Megan. Where is the rule of law in this whole situation that somebody by allegation, no due process whatsoever, and an election cycle is hijacked? That's what's happening there in Alabama, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, we got to leave it right there as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let all the Thanksgiving and good eating begin, Megan. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up.
According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Bill Martinez Live.
Fall, go on and fall apart, and fall into these arms of mine. How can't you?
We're back with the Americas. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And guess who's joining us from Nashville, Tennessee? Yes, the one and only Clay Walker is back. Multi-platinum selling country music artist has had an impressive career spanning nearly 25 years. Of course, he'll deny it because it just seems like it was just all started yesterday. It just keeps on going. Well, he's here now to bring us up to date on his latest project, Celebrate the Important Role of Caregivers for Those Who Have Chronic Diseases. Decades ago, Clay was diagnosed with an incurable neurological disease, relapsing, remitting multiple sclerosis. Clay joins us now to thank all the caregivers and to share an update on his life, music, career, family, and his disease. Clay, good to have you back. How you doing?
Bill, I'm doing great. It sounds like you just stole my whole monologue.
Well, did I? hey, you got 25 years. You know, I know it probably all seems left. Like a flash, right?
I got plenty left in the tank, buddy. Thank you so much, Bill.
No, I know you do.
It's great to catch back up with you. It's been we do this on a regular basis now, or at least an annual basis, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show and have a platform to share my story with those living with MS and their caregivers and those who might deal with other diseases or issues, and I'm glad to be on here. It's been a great ride, been a great 25 years in the music business, and been an excellent journey with multiple sclerosis, especially starting out with the grim prognosis that I had. When I was first diagnosed, the doctor who diagnosed me told me that I would be in a wheelchair in 4 years and dead in 8, and we've obviously shattered that prognosis, or I wouldn't be here today. So I'm glad to be here.
Well, you've been such an inspiration, you know, for our audience, Clay. I got to tell you, and our fans reacted so positively for what you had to share with them the last time you were on. And let's address that right now, and let's get an update. How are you feeling? How's everything going?
I'm feeling great. We've got our first studio album complete, first one in 7 years, and we'll have new music out just before Christmas. So the career is going great. I'll do 100 shows next year, which is no small feat for anyone, even if you don't have MS. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that tour. And living with multiple sclerosis has never been better. My wife of 10 years and 12 years of a relationship, we celebrated yesterday. We met in New York City 12 years ago. November 14th, and we just had our fourth child, Ezra Stephen, born a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So things are rocking along. My health is excellent. You know, I credit my education, for the past 20 years living with MS, my education that I've gained from different partnerships, like my neurologist, Jerry Walensky out of Houston,
mm-hmm.
My partnership with Teva, my partnership with my wife, Jessie. We've mapped out a road for me that has worked. I have not had a relapse in 19 straight years.
Wow.
I'm very active. You know, just last night I was foot racing my children through our house. And, I cheat a little bit. I'll horse collar them a little bit when we take off.
That's only fair. That's only fair.
That's right. But it's a great life. And Bill, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I don't live a fulfilled life. Every day I get up, you know, I feel pretty good, except this morning I got up about 3:15 with baby Ezra sounding the alarm.
Yeah. Well, that's his job. That's his job right now. It's okay. We just got back from Hawaii. We were visiting the grandson. He's 15 months old. And we've been going through it with him. Little Jackson's running around. He's got all 7 gears now. He found out how to go forward. For a while there, he was only going backwards. I told my daughter, I said, I think he's part lobster. That's all he knows. He just goes backwards. But he is jamming. He's nonstop. But you when these little kids are running around like this, Clay, as you know, it's such a blessing. You know, you just thank God, you know, and for you, first of all, in dealing with MS, in getting the diagnosis, you had a choice to make. You know, was it going to kick your butt or were you going to kick its butt? And you delved into it. You educated yourself. You surrounded yourself with people that could be an encouragement. And here you are. I mean, you know, you got a blessed family, your wife. It's like Team Walker here is working for good in every direction. It's awesome.
Besides having a great support team, you know, you have to be your own advocate as well. You know, this is living with MS or any disease. It's important that you make the call, that you get all of the important data or information, and that you make the call. You know, I was when baby Ezra was born a couple of weeks ago, we did the cord blood. You know, where you send it off and they freeze the cord blood. And I was thinking, you know, what's going to happen in 20 years? Where will we be? You know, where will we be in 10 or 20 years? And hopefully, you know, what we're doing here, freezing this, is going to open up some avenues. But we just have to go with what we know at the moment. You can't guess with multiple sclerosis. You know, I take medication 3 days a week, and I got to tell you, it's a blessing to have made the right choice.
Exactly.
And you can't do that without education. You can't do it without a team. And it feels so good, you know, to not in a braggadocious way, but just to say I did it right, you know, and I got it right. And that came with help. And, you know, just like baby Jackson there, who's 15 months old, you know, he needs help getting around, you know. He needs help learning, you know. Here's, you know, this is hot, you know, this is this is high, you can fall over here.
Right.
You know, we educate, and when you're first diagnosed with MS, you're much like an infant. I mean, you literally feel that way because you don't know anything about MS because most people have never even heard of multiple sclerosis, like I was, you know. So I was very much felt like that, but I can say that through these 20 years, it's been a great 20 years. I'm not in a wheelchair.
Right.
I'm not even close. And I live a very fulfilled life, and I can say that's the goal right there. If you can mm-hmm. live a fulfilled, authentic life with MS, then why not give it your best shot?
And here's the doctor who, you know, said that you should be in a wheelchair or even dead by now, there you are. I mean,
I think he just didn't like country music.
Yeah, well, he's
coming out of that.
Well, I'm sure he's learning. I'm sure he's learning by now, Clay. Clay, I got to imagine sometimes that when you know feeling so good and you know everything's rolling along, it's humming and that. Do you sometimes forget that you even deal with MS, or is it just constantly there for you?
I do. You know, I did something the other day that when I got diagnosed with MS, I think I started being careful physically.
Mm-hmm.
And to some degree, people have to, because there's a toe drop. With some people, there's a limb or two that are not in sync with the other ones. There's things that happen to people with MS, and then some people, it doesn't happen to, for whatever rhyme or reason. But I'd gone through a period where there was some original damage done, you know, to my hip flexor and my right leg, and
mm-hmm.
and I just accepted it. You know, that's what happened in the first attack. And so even though I hadn't had a relapse in 19 years,
mm-hmm.
there was still this residual effect from that. Well, I didn't stop there. A few years ago, I went to go see a neuro PT, a neurophysical therapist. And she gave me some exercises, and she said, you know, this will help that. And I said, how long will it take? You know, a few months? She goes, no. She goes, right now.
Ooh,
and
wow.
I said, what?
Wow.
She's like, no. She was lay down right there. She says, lay on your side, and let me show you a couple things. And she did some things with me, and I got to tell you, my body responded in a way I just wouldn't even have been able to guess. And
wow, what a blessing.
I can tell you that through working with that, like, we have, you know, a couple levels to our house. I can run up those stairs.
Wow.
I walk up and
yeah.
run up. And
yeah, and you're chasing and you're chasing down baby Ezra now too. Amazing,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's
absolutely
all good. Hey, we got to wrap it up right now. It's always a joy to be talking to you. I'm glad everything continues to go so well for your career, the way you're handling MS, the family. All the best. Congratulations on baby Ezra. Where can folks go for more information, Clay?
Follow me on Twitter. You'll find out everything you need to know right there.
There it is. Just that simple. Clay Walker, the one, the only. Thanks, Clay. Take care. Have a great, great Christmas, huh?
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his animal friends follow the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
Try praying. God, I don't really know how this works, or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, it's time to be thankful here across America. Thank you so much for joining us 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, joins us now. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you on, as always. We're going to talk about Menendez. Also, I want to talk a little bit about, as we were talking before we went on the air, and you reminded me of the politicization of the holidays by Barack Obama. You know, kind of kiddingly, we laughed about it, but some of the hosts of Thanksgiving dinners this year are sending out rules of engagement about certain things not to talk about.
Well, it's kind of the opposite of what Barack Obama did when he sent out talking points with all the political things he wanted people to talk about. And I think, you got some hosts now who are trying to get back to normal. You know, Obama's right. Behind us. Let's go back to non-political holidays would be nice.
Right. But it just seems that, and I don't know how much longer we have to get through this process. I see us a little bit like somebody who's drowning. You know, there's still fight in the people, you know, and as a lifeguard, they train you. Do not go in and save somebody right away. You're going to end up being a victim along with the drowning victim as well, because they've got enough strength to take you down. And I think a little bit of that exists here in this country. There's still a lot of fight, and maybe the challenge in all this is to make sure we're fighting the right fight and that we're choosing the higher thing as opposed to getting caught up in all the emotions of, you know, whether or not Roy Moore did or didn't. But yet, as far as, some would say in Congress, well, that disqualifies him. Even dealing with Al Franken, which I think has been a door opener, because here we are, we're revisiting the 90s one more time and the Bill Clinton administration.
Oh, it's amazing. Suddenly all these liberal media outlets are saying, oh, we were wrong about Bill Clinton, which is, it's like they were waiting until Hillary Clinton's career was over and then they could finally safely say the truth about Bill Clinton after, denying it for decades. So it's been pretty remarkable to watch. I think it's fairly clear to me anyway the reason you're seeing this, revisitation of the Clinton era and from the left and from the media is that they're planning a renewed attack on President Trump based on, you know, those various accusations during the campaign and so forth. And so I think that that'll be the next big attack from the media on the president. Will be claiming that these various accusations against him are true, and what they're going to do, which is kind of amazing and a little bit shameless, is what they're going to do is they're going to say, "Hey, we stopped defending President Clinton. Why won't you stop defending President Trump?" And then we're supposed to ignore that they waited 20 years before they stopped defending him.
Or worse yet, Bill, does it become a trade-off? You know, we'll leave Donald Trump alone if you will leave all our guys in Congress, including, you know, Franken and whatever, and we'll just go to our respective corners and live another day.
You know, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that I think we're at sort of a cultural tipping point where people are just not tolerating this kind of behavior anymore. And the Weinstein thing was big because Hollywood is even worse than Washington D.C. in this regard, and it always has been, and they've always gotten away with it. And so I think that change has a major broad cultural impact. And I think we're in a different era now where this kind of stuff's not going to be tolerated. And frankly, I'm in favor of that. Look, I'm in favor of you get married, you stay faithful, you don't mess around. This is not that hard, I don't think. At least for me, it's not that hard. So I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing that we're in this environment now if the accusations are real. The problem, of course, is you could say anything about anyone, and if you don't have proof, but everyone is now of this mindset that we just believe every accusation, you could have some innocent people have their lives ruined. So that is a concern of mine.
Well, mine as well, because I think what's happening with Judge Moore and also for the state of Alabama is that, an election is getting hijacked here. I mean, there's no due process, just based on allegation. This thing's turning upside down here. And these are serious accusations. No doubt, I'm not trying to, lighten it up at all, but I'm just saying is, are we going down a slippery road here?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some very high-profile fake accusations that have been exposed over the last couple of years also. Of course, we had the Duke lacrosse a few years ago. We had the UVA fake gang rape story in Rolling Stone. And so, there definitely are instances where these accusations are made, really outrageous, over-the-top accusations that end up being totally false, totally fake. And that's been proven in a few of these stories. So it is dangerous. It is dangerous when you put these headlines out and people don't really know whether they're true or not. But, all I could say is, use your best judgment. Look at the information, decide what you believe. I mean, I don't, obviously sometimes you have criminal process, but even criminal process you can't always trust. I know you wanted to talk about the Menendez trial.
Yes, exactly.
I was really outraged by the hung jury in that trial because this is a guy who was, flying all around the world on private jets and staying at luxury resorts that all of it was being paid for by this guy, Salomon Melgen. And in return, Menendez was getting visas for the guy's girlfriends and helping him get a multi-$100 million port security contract and telling Medicare to stop investigating him for fraud, which was the way he was getting all the money for all of that. And, he had a 2-month trial for bribery, and the jury at the end of it was a hung jury. They couldn't agree on anything. And the defense that the defense lawyer used was what I call the Just a Friend defense or the Biz Markie defense, the guy who sang the song Just a Friend. They basically said, this is a quote from his lawyer, he said, "Gifts to cultivate a friendship are not bribes." And his argument was, this guy gave the senator all of these luxury gifts, the private jets, the resorts, all of that, but he didn't do it to bribe it, he just did it because he wanted to become friends with him. And the senator did all these official acts for the doctor, but he didn't do them in return for bribes, he just did them because they were friends. And so he said, friendship explains it all, don't convict him, and They convinced enough of the jury to get a hung jury out of that. Now, you could say, the jury didn't convict him, so he's innocent. I disagree with that. I make my own judgment based on the facts and evidence, and I say I think he's guilty. I think they made a mistake. And so I think that for all of these cases, people have to use their own judgment because juries can make mistakes. Sometimes things that did happen don't get charged. Sometimes juries convict on things wrongly. And so, I think people have got to make their own judgments on all these things and decide what they believe and to the extent possible act on that, which for most of us means we get to decide at election time what we think these people did or didn't do.
Exactly. Well, and the benefit of having a jury trial is the facts do come out. and you're basing your opinion based on facts. The due process has taken place. Now, whether or not the jury, you know, adjudicated appropriately, you have the facts now to make your own decision, and that is a valid point in and of itself. You know, but in some of these other cases where it's not. But although this sets a interesting precedent here, Phil, don't you think? I mean, because, you know, how do you, you know, you got these quid pro quo kind of things that have been going on. And, of course, Hillary Clinton's been accused of, you know, quid pro quo as Secretary of State. Was there some budding friendship out there for her?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the problem. And, you know, the Supreme Court narrowed the definition of official corruption pretty dramatically in the Bob McDonnell case. Mm-hmm. And there really hasn't been any significant politician convicted of anything since that case, since the standard was changed. And I'm very concerned about that. And I think that this Menendez case in particular is a very frightening extension of the precedent from that Supreme Court case because, you know, the prosecutor said, you know, don't worry, we can still get convictions under this new standard. And, you know, this case, I think, was a very good test of that, and it showed that they cannot get convictions under the new standard. And I don't think you're going to see any politicians convicted of any corruption unless the law is strengthened, which I doubt they're willing to do, unfortunately, since it applies to them.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You have to strengthen the law against themselves. Or
right.
You might see some circumstances where there's, say, a smoking gun document or an audio tape where they agree to a specific quid pro quo, I'll give you this money and you'll do this in return. That kind of situation would still be clearly illegal and you could get a conviction. But I think that absent that kind of smoking gun, it's going to be almost impossible to get a conviction on any kind of public corruption because they can use this same defense and just say, oh, no, that was not, you know, that bag of money wasn't a bribe. It was just a gift to cultivate a friendship. And then, you know, whatever official act was done was not in return for the gift. It was just
it's
because they were friends. it was just that was to establish a friendship. And then once they were friends, friends do things for each other. And, you know, if that works, and it just did in a very high-profile case of a U.S. senator, if that works, it's easy to imagine all kinds of totally corrupt scenarios that would no longer be illegal, even though they clearly are corrupt and wrong.
Well, to your point, Phil, this comes from a group of people that only until recently, said that maybe insider trading is something that we shouldn't be involved with, right?
Well, I mean, members of Congress were routinely insider trading on information that they themselves were working on, were legislating on, and this came to light when Peter Schweitzer's book came out in 2015. They were members of Congress who were doing like options trading all day long, based on what they were doing in their committees and what they were doing legislatively. I mean, it was pretty astonishing that was permitted. You know, if anyone other than Congress did that kind of stuff, of course it would have been criminal, and there was no law that applied to them on that. They've passed one since, but it's got significant loopholes in it, as you'll be shocked to learn, Bill.
Yeah.
Look, Congress doesn't hold themselves to very high standards, let's be honest. I mean, look, another issue we've been focused on for a very long time is the idea of Congress following their own Obamacare law, which they also don't do, because when they passed the law, it said that members of Congress were going to lose their employer coverage and be required to go into the Obamacare exchanges. It's 7 years later, and taxpayers are still paying for their premium.
And that was one of the big questions that came out during the early debate here in this latest round is, are you going to be subjected to the new health care law that you create and you expect the rest of us to follow? Some were quick to say yes, but then you started hearing crickets.
So, well, they lie about it. If you ask them, they say, oh, no, I'm in Obamacare. And then, what they don't tell you is they set it up so that they're not paying their own premium.
Without a doubt. Well, we have to leave it there. Phil Kirpin, President of American Commitment on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Phil.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.